up to the very end against the number two team in the country.
Yeah, it's very disappointing going off a two-loss streak now, but if there's one positive that comes from this, that we can say that we're fighters and we're going to keep fighting.
At the end, when you see Boykin run for 86 yards, man, I mean, what's going through your head on that play, and what happened on that?
I'm not really sure. I think it was a zone pressure that we did, and what I was thinking is I wish I could run faster to get him. But obviously, you know, he's a very talented guy, and they made more plays than we did at the end.
I know there were a lot of there were big plays in the game, but did that one break the back in any way?
For me personally, no. I'm a fighter, and I'm going to come back from this. And no matter what you're going to throw me, I'm going to stand up the eighth time. So. I just kept a positive mindset. Yes, I was discouraged, but you can't dwell on the past. It's the best. So all you can focus on what you can do now, and that was my mindset, and that's what I tried to relate to the defense.
Oklahoma next week, another tough opponent. What's the mindset going into that?
Seeing that they lost today, they're just going to be as pissed off as we are. And it's going to be a great matchup. I believe that's a 2:30, if I'm correct. Great atmosphere of game. Fans show up tonight, unbelievably, and we expect the same thing on Saturday. It's going to be a great game.
Having those guys on the ropes, TCU on the ropes like that, for them to come back, I mean, last 6 minutes of a game have not been kind to you guys in the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Can you just take us through the mindset of what's going on in those final 6 minutes and maybe the frustration that you guys feel during that time?
I think the biggest thing is that we haven't learned to finish yet.